There are some days that seem more important to us than others. Tomorrow, for about two-thirds of our student body, is such a day. And yet, all days are important. Each day, every day is important, for every day is the first day of the rest of your life. And in the words which were just read, the words of Jesus, he is discussing with his disciples shortly before he is going to undertake his passion, how to spend their days. First of all, he says, abide. Abide in me. The central thought of Christ's illustration of the vine and the branches is our connection with him. We are these branches, and yet we are special branches. The unfruitful branches have already been taken away, and the fruitful branches, you and me, he has pruned, perhaps painfully, but pruned so that we bear more fruit. And as he said, now we are purified. Now we are made clean by his word, and we abide in Christ. We abide in him with perfect security, perfect confidence, perfect assurance, regardless of what will take place in the future. We are abiding, remaining with Christ. From now through each day as it develops to the final great day when we spend eternity with him. We are abiding with him, and this thread runs through our entire text. It is repeated 9 times. We are in Christ for time and for eternity, as the branch is in the vine. And this abiding with Christ, is being a branch in this vine, also gives purpose to our lives. We are moving in a direction. The goal of every first day of the rest of our lives is to bear fruit. By this is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. And this is the purpose. And this is the way our lives are. They are not static, but they are growing. A disciple never stands still. He is always growing, improving, if you will, improving on perfection. For we are already clean. And so we do not have to do things in order to get anything for ourselves. We have everything. And so our lives become active and dynamic with the purpose of spreading God's love throughout the world. We bear fruit. And this has been explained very clearly and very succinctly by St. Paul when he writes to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And so, in short, the fruit we bear is rising above our own petty feelings of pride, our own desire for domination, our own feelings of envy. We rise above these and take the long-range focus on the eternal goal of forgetting ourselves in showing love to others, preaching to them by word and action what God has done for us, how he has bought us and redeemed us from all of our sins, all of the world, and made us his own. And then showing the results of this in our lives as we go through life being one of God's branches. This is our purpose, our focus, and our goal. And everything we do has this purpose and is moving toward this end. And so the result is we abide in joy. Not temporary pleasure, but long-lasting joy. As he said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be fulfilled. And your joy may be full. And this is a kind of a creative joy. It's the joy that an artist feels when he has created a masterpiece, when he has done something. The joy of producing a work of art. And that's what our lives are. The art and the masterpiece of the reflection of God's love to others, because we ourselves are so closely connected with the eternal, all-powerful, everlasting God himself. And this is a joy also of accomplishment, as we realize at the end of the day, I have done something to help someone perhaps on the way to eternal life. I have done something to spread happiness where before there had been sadness. I have done something to make someone's life more pleasant than it had been before. And we have the feeling that maybe we have not fallen too far from our Lord's desires, in that we have borne fruit, much fruit. And this, of course, results in the glory of God. And so when we abide in him, we abide in joy. A joy for today, for tomorrow, and forever. Amen.